Malakalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Good morning, 6:39 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Christmas Eve, good to have you with us. Joining us, we have a special honor. I've been wanting to do this interview actually for several months. We just haven't had a chance or approximate reason to do it. But Rear Admiral, now retired, Kyle Kozad, the former commanding officer at the Naval Education Training Command, NETSI, on board NAS Pensacola, is now the president and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. He joins us by phone. Admiral, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Andrew, thanks for having me. It's always great to talk to you.
Hey, good to have you. By the way, congratulations on the new gig, and also congratulations on a career. Thank you for the service. The biggest bummer about that is I didn't get to be there to hear the jokes, to interview you afterwards, to say thank you in person, because obviously coronavirus has changed everything for all of us. But seriously, thank you and congratulations.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. It was a bit surreal. We had only 10 people in the atrium area for the ceremony, but you know, it was special because I got to close out my career the same place we started, and then really, you know, go from one chapter to another. So basically, I did my retirement ceremony in the same place I was starting to work the next month.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you closed out the career and then moved in in the place where you closed it out, which is pretty nice. So for people who might not be familiar, and I mean, I never want to take things for granted, can you just tell people for a second, like, what does the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation do and what is your role there?
Yeah, absolutely. So as the president, you know, my primary responsibility is to make sure the museum proper has all the resources it needs. And, you know, that's from day-to-day operations. The Navy pitches in there as a primary stakeholder. But, you know, we want to make sure that Captain Gilliam and his staff have everything that they need to continue to sustain a world-class operation. And you know, that's primarily achieved through fundraising, through corporate sponsorship. And, you know, we're looking right now, and it sounds a little ironic because, you know, I know that base access is an issue for a lot of people. But, you know, we're looking at how we grow this museum. We've entered the second century of naval aviation, so we're working closely on a strategic roadmap that identifies opportunity for growth so we can continue to tell the story of naval aviation and, you know, what I consider the crown jewel of naval aviation.
Absolutely. And, you know, obviously I know a lot of us are very bummed out that we don't have access to the base, can't go to the museum, can't watch the Blues Lighthouse, all of that stuff. But what, you know, I think one of the things that came out of this closure is a reaffirmation that even when the public can't go, except if they're accompanied by somebody who has access, the mission of the museum has always been at its core as a place for young, budding, in-training naval aviators to really get a scope of the history and the size of the project that they are becoming a part of, right?
Absolutely. There's an identity there. So as a Naval Academy graduate, you know, I identify with Annapolis and the things that, you know, I lived and learned there for 4 years. And we're really, you know, focused right now on making sure that, you know, every ensign and second lieutenant that walks through the cradle of naval aviation, and that's 100%. Anybody who's going to fly a Coast Guard, a Marine Corps, or Navy aircraft comes to Pensacola for at least that initial training. So we want to make sure there's an identity for them so that when they look back, you know, they continue to identify, you know, the Naval Aviation Museum in Pensacola with, you know, really what their passion for aviation is.
Absolutely. So I wanted to ask you, because you are, again, you're responsible for overseeing the fundraising, the money supply that helps make it possible to do what the museum does. In this era of COVID, when the public cannot come and cannot donate, I mean, how are you guys doing? How is that? How effective has it been? Or has there been a shortfall? I mean, you know, how's the finances going?
Well, obviously, so just for comparison, last year we had, you know, over 724,000 visitors. And that was prior to the base closure on December 6th. And, you know, as a result of that, you know, in 2020, we anticipate that we'll be fortunate if we see 50,000. So just a significant drop in people coming to the museum, watching movies, enjoying the attractions, using the store. But that doesn't mean, you know, that we've rolled up into a ball and quit. Our online sales, quite frankly, at the store this year have reached a historic high, the best we've ever seen. We've recently achieved our 3,000th certificate for license plates. So as most people know, and if not, here's a plug for it. It took 2 years to sponsor through legislation. a Blue Angel license plate that the state of Florida has sponsored. And yesterday we achieved the 3,000, which is the requirement from the state to be able to go to production. So hopefully within about 90 days, as you roll down the streets of Pensacola, Tampa, Jacksonville, or Miami, you're going to see folks, you know, sporting that brand new Blue Angel license plate. And, you know, that was a labor of love. There are proceeds from those license plates that will go to the Museum Foundation, the museum, and our National Flight Academy. But what a way to honor, you know, something that really is an identity for the community of Pensacola, and that's the Blue Angels as they, you know, come out into their 75th anniversary season with a brand new jet, the Super Hornet. Pretty appropriate timing to be able to roll something like that out.
Absolutely. You beat me to the punch. I was going to ask you. That was actually the main reason we were having you on, was to talk about the promotion for the license plates. And, you know, you guys recently had put out a kind of a reminder that we're about 179 short of the 3,000. But you're saying yesterday we finally hit the mark?
Yesterday afternoon we got a notification from the tax collector that we had hit that mark. And you know, quite frankly, the state's been very supportive of this effort. We actually started the 90-day production timeline, I think it was about a week or 2 weeks ago. So we anticipate early spring that you're going to see those awesome license plates rolling around. And quite frankly, you mentioned that we're on the eve of Christmas Eve. There's not a better thing that you can offer somebody to stick that as a stocking stuffer. And don't tell my wife, she's sleeping right now, but that's one of the things I got her for Christmas.
Oh. You know, the best way to keep a secret, Admiral, is not to go on the radio and say it. I'm just I don't mean to give you life advice.
Well, you know me, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Admiral Kozad, one of the things about the license plate that's very cool, and by the way, I'm so glad I ordered mine early, and I'm so glad we hit that 3,000, but as you say, it doesn't mean that you should stop now. Other people, obviously, you can give them as gifts. They're a great stocking stuffer, and proceeds from this, the reason this exists, is to go to benefit the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. But I did want to just one point I was curious about. I think I know the answer, but this is why I wanted to ask you. Everybody who signed up for the first 3,000, the preliminary run, is going to get a challenge coin. And quite frankly, that was for me a motivation to sign up early, was to get a challenge coin. Do people 3,001 and up, do they get a challenge coin?
Andrew, I'm going to have to take that as an action item and go back to the staff. That's not planned right now.
Okay.
But it's certainly an incentive that we can look at.
Okay. I figured the answer was no, but I, you know, that's why I wanted to ask, because, I mean, that's one of the things I'm looking forward to the best. So you're saying 90 days-ish we should start to see these. I'm ridiculously exuberantly excited about being able to show. And it's the legacy Hornets on the picture, but that's cool to me heading into the Super Hornets this year. I love being able to have this license plate.
Yeah, it's a way to honor, you know, from a community that, you know, has hosted the Blues for so long. You know, it's a way to honor that legacy, but, you know, it also ties back in to the museum. And, you know, one of the other things that we're doing, Andrew, is we just solicited for a wall of honor. So one of the things that, you know, I learned in my 35 years of wearing a flight suit is that, you know, Naval Aviation, and when you come to the museum, you see, you know, over 115 just tremendously attention to detail, just great relics of aircraft that made history. But, you know, really, you know, the aircraft don't make history. It's the people that, you know, maintain them, operate them, fly them. And that's what we're trying to honor with this wall of honor, that we're sponsoring right now. We're going to have five people that we honor in the initial rollout, and then folks will have an opportunity, you know, to sponsor a loved one. What a great way for a retirement present to be able to have that in there. And this is, you know, you don't have to be a Medal of Honor winner. This is, you know, folks who have served honorably throughout their career, and it's a way to recognize the people who make naval aviation and our Navy work.
Well, it's been a great honor, as always, to talk to you, Admiral, Rear Admiral, now retired, Kyle Kozad. He is the former commanding officer at NETSI, Naval Education Training Command, most recently, and then he retired and moved straight over to be the president and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. I am so excited that we hit the 3,000. I'm so excited the plates are going to start rolling out within the next 90 days or so, and it's just great to have you on the show again, sir. You're always welcome here anytime you want. Please tell your wife I said Merry Christmas, and thanks to you as well, and you have a Merry Christmas and a great New Year, sir.
Well, likewise, Andrew. Merry Christmas to the community, and we're working hard to, you know, get this museum open back up to full strength. One final piece there is, you know, if you don't have a DOD ID card, that doesn't mean you can't come. Find somebody who does, retiree, somebody on active duty, because they can sponsor, you know, 15 people, and we'd love to have folks come out and enjoy their National Naval Aviation Museum.